John White was born in Berwick, Leytonstone, 1937. She was the oldest of two daughters of Edward and Ida Harper, the other daughter being Pam. Her father was involved in engineering, and her mother was a contented homemaker. The Harper family was a happy and fun place, as John's parents were kind and caring to John and our young sister, Pam. One of the favorite times was at Christmas, when John and Pam would reenact the Christmas carol for their uncles. John and Pam grew up very happy together as sisters and remained like that until the Lord's home call of John. As a child, John loved painting, and he stayed with her until late in life. If you have had the pleasure, as I've had, of visiting her a number of times, you would not have missed those two wonderful paintings that hung in her hallway. She also liked writing poetry, and that also stayed with her throughout her life. I've had a wonderful time to read a wonderful collection of poems that she's written. And I must remember to return the book to Brother Michael. As a teenager at secondary school, she liked singing a lot. And she was also part of the school drama club. In fact, one of our favorite moments was being involved in the school production of Aladdin. There is a wonderful photo of John doing Aladdin, which you'll be able to see on the TV display there at the back later. John started attending church at a very young age. She went to Sunday school, but she came to know the Lord for herself around the age of 18. She was converted at Major Road Newtown Baptist in Stratford. A friend called Brenda invited her to Major Road, and that's where she heard the sensational good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our great God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John repented of her sins and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. And she joined the church as a member and immediately started serving in the Sunday school. It was at Major Road that she met a young man at a young people's club. A certain Michael White, who was then a member of Enoch Road Baptist Church in Leyton. They immediately fell in love and got married in September 1962. They first lived at Michael's mum for a little while and then rented a flat, and then a few years later they moved down to our neck of the woods in Welling. They had been living, I think, at 54 Bethel Road since 1965 or thereabouts. John first worked as a comptometer. I have to try and say that right. I am told that he's working on a machine that adds numbers, according to Pam. She worked at the London Cooperative Society, which I think later became the Royal Cooperative Society. She did that for a number of years, and later on she stopped and focused exclusively on being a wife to her dear husband, Michael. But even more importantly, she devoted herself to the work of ministry in this church. Our dear sister, John, truly surrendered her life to the Lord. She did not become part of this fellowship to simply add to our numbers. She took the command of the Lord Jesus Christ seriously in Mark 8, verse 34. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. The Lord Jesus Christ was real to John, so she had no problem with putting Christ first. And for Sister John, a passion for the Lord Jesus Christ meant passion for his people. From the time she became a Christian, she devoted herself to serve his church. She taught children in our Sunday school and cared for this chapel. John labored and toiled physically and spiritually for the fellowship. She was a perfect wife for a God-fearing deacon. John befriended visitors. She loved talking to people about Jesus. But most importantly, she enjoyed talking to Jesus about people. She would often bring up people we have forgotten in our prayer meeting. She would ask me, "Have we heard from so-and-so? Can we pray for so-and-so?" And she would herself pray for that person. And of course, many know John for her amazing women's ministry. She was gifted by the Lord in teaching women and caring for them. Many local churches, not just our Grace Baptist churches, have benefited from her ministry. She was very knowledgeable in the Word of God. When I spoke to her, she would often just bring up passages. She'd say, "And there, and there." But I must end by reminding us of the distinguishing mark of John's life. She was a woman of prayer. Sister John prayed about everything, even the most mundane things. And she prayed wherever she was, whether here or at the dialysis. She walked and talked with Jesus. And that prayer life gave her courage to follow him, follow Christ, even in very difficult circumstances. Even at the time of COVID, John still came. But many couldn't. John still came. And she prayed especially for people, including members of her family, to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ for themselves. You know, the centerpiece of her life was the cross of Christ. And perhaps nothing captures John's thoughts about Christ than this wonderful poem that she wrote. She wrote it in the Easter of 2009. It's called "No Other Love." "Who is he who walks in Galilee, heals the sick, and calms the sea, raises the dead from earthly sleep, makes the lame to rejoice and leap? He is a good shepherd of his sheep. The lamb in his arms he will safely keep. He sees our tears and hears our cry and whispers, 'Be not afraid, it is I.' Behold our Savior praying in Gethsemane, in sorrow and deep agony, 'Father, thy will be done, not mine,' to the cross himself resigned. Our Lord was betrayed into wicked hands by the cruel soldier bands. On the cross he paid the highest cost for us to gain Adam's paradise lost. No other love like this would we compare. With crown of thorns and back through wounds made bare, as a lamb he was led to the slaughter, to give himself for us on Calvary's altar. Nailed to the cross and lifted high, for our sakes he was condemned to die. From our Lord's hand, at feet and side, flowed his precious blood as a scarlet tide. From that cross, the victory cry, 'It is finished,' the fear of death now diminished. For God so loved the world, his only son he gave. Those who trust in him, he will save. Women came to the tomb where his body lay. The sun had just risen on that Easter day. The ladies came to seek the living among the dead. 'He is not here,' the angel said. 'Lord Jesus will return in triumph to this earth again to take home his people. With him we shall reign. Our joy shall be to worship our exalted King and forever his praises sing.'" That's our dear Sister John.